I'm Andy Shaughnessy for iConnect 007. Here with me this afternoon is Scott Miller, the COO of FreedomCAD. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great, Andy, considering everything.
Definitely interesting times. Well, you have offices all around. I was wondering, why don't you just tell us, how has the government, the regulations and restrictions on COVID-19, how has that caused you to change your operations or your business model, or has it?
Actually, Andy, it's had very little impact on our business. We've been a kind of a work-from-home company for almost our total 17 years. We've built an infrastructure that allowed our design team, you know, our businesses, printed circuit board design, both engineering and layout. And so this is computer work, and we use web sharing capabilities to do like GoToMeeting or Zoom to do, video conferencing and share the designs. So we've been doing this really since the inception of FreedomCAD 17 years ago. We have an infrastructure that supports it. We're ITAR compliant, and actually NIST 800-171 compliant. So it's had very little impact on our business. Fortunately, none of our employees have been affected by it, which is a blessing, and yeah, we've been able to kind of do business as usual without skipping a beat. All of our employees are kind of sequestered to their homes, but that's the world we're all living in now.
So. Right. So not quite business as usual, but you're pretty much going along like before, basically.
Right. Yeah. Okay. It's we have, all of our processes are set up, and we really are kind of just continuing to work the way we always work.
Okay. Is there any message that you'd like to send out to your customers?
No, I think that, the only thing I would say is that we know that a lot of our customers have been impacted by this, and, they aren't typically set up to work from home. So we've seen projects that have been slowed in pace because they're trying to get their employees set up. Even just financial, the financial side of the business, we've seen a kind of an increase in the overdue payments because customers' accounting departments aren't set up to deal with things from home. So we're keeping a close eye on that aspect of the business as well. From the standpoint of, I get probably three or four letters a day from customers asking for feedback on how COVID-19 is affecting our business and is it going to create any delays for our customers. And, some are surveys, some are just quick email responses. And I'm happy to report that it's really not affecting our business, how we can support our customers.
Well, that's good to hear. Do you have anything that you'd like to share with the rest of the industry?
I think one of a little story. We've been promoting, to our employees just not travel, not go out, mm-hmm. And one of the things we did as a company is we instituted a policy to extend to them some additional financing or funding, $250 per employee, mm-hmm. to shop from home as a way to kind of encourage them to not have to go into the public as frequently and go to the shopping center and put themselves at risk.
Yeah.
So we've tried to be progressive in that, in that way, and really encourage our employees to, we keep reminding them, you're the front line for us. Take care of yourselves. Don't put yourselves at risk. Wash your hands, follow the guidelines, and here, shop at home for a bit.
So. Right. Well, great. That's great. Just helping, everybody helping each other, right?
Right. it's difficult times.
Yeah. So. What would you say is your greatest concern right now?
Well, you know, we have customers across, we're one of the largest independent design service bureaus in the country, as you know, and we touch on a lot of industries. And I think the biggest concern is how extended this COVID-19 pandemic will extend. You know, I think right now, you know, we have a vision of it's a month out or, you know, maybe 6 weeks out. If it extends a lot longer, I'm concerned about the viability of our customers. And, you know, fortunately, you know, we do a fair amount of work for the defense industry. We do some work for the automotive industries, for the medical industry, for, you know, data and telecom industries. So, you know, we're distributed pretty well, and that gives us a lot of, I guess, buoyancy in these rough waters to hopefully ride this out. But, you know, we are seeing some customers pull back on projects, and to be expected as they kind of refocus their priorities. Mm-hmm. So I expect that will not slow, you know, that's going to continue. But I'm hopeful that, you know, for everybody's benefit, that this doesn't extend into too long and really, you know, turn this into a real recession.
Right, right. Yeah, I think we all agree on that. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the industry? Any last thoughts?
No. You know, we're here. We're if customers are in a bind and they've had difficulty with keeping their schedules on schedule due to the disruption of this, if we can be of any help. You know, I'm not trying to turn this into a plug, but you know, we're here, and we can help to keep schedules on our, you know, our customers' schedules on schedule. We're there for them. So I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, we're all kind of trying to help each other out through this, and if there's something we can do to help a company out, we're sure interested in talking to them.
All right. Well, Scott, I appreciate your time. I know you've got a lot of work to do, so I appreciate it. Good luck with everything. And
thank you very much, Andy.
Again, I've been speaking with Scott Miller of FreedomCAD. I'm Andy Shaughnessy for iConnect007. Thanks for listening.